And with us in the studio this morning, we have Josh Benega, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer. We're a day late, not a dollar short, but a day late.
Usually Christmas. A dollar short. Yeah. But
you and me both.
Yeah.
Did you have a good Christmas, sir?
Yeah, it was all right. I had my family over on Saturday the 23rd, and we celebrated. I smoked a turkey, which turned out awesome.
Great.
And exchanged a lot of gifts and ate a lot of food and good times.
It's good. Yeah. Now we're onward to the new year.
That's right.
2024. I'm just getting used to writing 2023.
Me too.
In fact, the other day I wrote 2022. I think I missed 2023 in there somewhere.
You know, one of my nephews asked my age, and I said 43. And I'm like, then I had to backpedal. I'm like, wait a second. I'll be 43 in March.
Yeah. So, well, you're at that age now where you got to figure out what year it is now and then
track
when you were born. Yep.
Yep.
I hit that one a while back. So I'm going on 72 this year. That's our...
Yikes.
I don't know where all those years went, but I think I'll make it to July. So
it still looked the same when I started. So
yep. Still a kid.
Yep.
Yep. So anyway, in my mind.
Getting older isn't an option. Growing up is.
That's right. And I haven't tried that yet. So
I hope I never grow up. So.
Well, shall we salute a veteran?
Of course. Today we're saluting your uncle.
My uncle.
Staff Sergeant Merton Merle Trost. Merton was born on November 1st, 1929 in Graceville, Minnesota, and passed away on October 5th, 2006. He entered active duty on February 7th, 1951 in Fargo into the United States Air Force, was honorably discharged 4 years later on February 6th, 1955 at Forbes Air Force Base in Topeka, Kansas. He was an air policeman, you know, commonly referred to as a military policeman or these days Air Force Security Forces. For the 815th Air Police Squadron at Forbes Air Force Base in Topeka. He earned the National Defense Medal and the Good Conduct Medal. So we thank you, Merton, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yeah, in case people are wondering, how is my uncle? He was married to Millie Trost, who a lot of people knew. She worked at City Hall for many years here, and as my mother's sister.
So it was before my time.
Yep. So there you go. Very good. Well, let's get to the topic at hand here today. We're going to talk about some veterans benefits. You got a little update for us today.
Yeah. A press release came out by the Undersecretary of Benefits, Josh Jacobs, talking about the progress of VA claims processing and the average time claims are taking to process. As we head into the new year, we wanted to give a quick update on VA's non-health benefits for veterans, partly thanks to the Historic PACT Act. Veterans have applied for more benefits at record rates over the past year, surpassing a previous all-time record by 39%. As a result of benefits applications, the VA has been able to deliver more earned benefits to more veterans than ever before, including $150 billion in benefits during 2023 alone. It's exactly what veterans deserve.
Billions with a B.
B. Billions. Because of the record increase in applications, there's also been an anticipated increase in the number of claims applications that take longer than 125 days to process, otherwise known as the backlog, which is currently just shy of 400,000 claims at 378,000 claims that are still pending. So, I got a lot of veterans call my office checking on the progress. It's progressing, but kind of like molasses in February. There's a huge backlog of 378,000 claims, so it's taken a while. While the total claims inventory has been decreasing over the last several weeks, the backlog is expected to grow in 2024 before returning to normal levels. And they've been taking aggressive steps to address this increase and ensure timely processing of claims. Here's what that means. Although the backlog has increased, you'll likely receive a benefits decision more quickly than during previous surges. Right now, the average claim is processed by VA in 149 days, which is 198 days faster than in 2013, the last time that this backlog was so high. We also process some parts of your claims faster than others. So if part of your claim is granted, you may get a first payment before your full claim is finished. So they'll make a decision on one health condition while they're still processing other health conditions. So, they're doing it in baby steps. So they're granting benefits at higher rates. Whenever you file a claim, the goal is to work with every step of the way to get a yes. As a result of this approach, we're able to grant benefits for 65% of the claims filed in 2023, including 78% of those PACT Act claims, so three out of every four, which ain't bad. A sharp increase from previous years. They're also processing more claims than ever before in fiscal year 2023, which went from October 2022 to September 30th of 23. VA processed nearly 2 million benefits claims, beating the previous all-time record by 16%, and they're on pace to break that record again in fiscal year 24. Most importantly, they want you to apply for benefits. We want every veteran, family member, survivor to get the care and benefits they deserve. So VA wants you to apply today, as soon as possible. We've hired thousands of claims processing employees in anticipation of the surge of applications. They have more than 1,400 more coming on board soon, so they're still hiring record pace. So don't worry and don't wait. Submit your claim, and they'll process it as soon as possible. VA is proud to serve veterans each and every day. They thank you for applying for VA benefits at record rates in 23, and for encouraging your friends and family members to do the same. As they head into the new year, please keep spreading the word. Let's break the applications record again in 2024, and in doing so, ensuring that many veterans as possible get the health care and benefits that they so rightly deserve. So they're working on it, in other words.
There you go. That's a good thing.
Yep. At least they're not throwing their hands up and saying, this is too much. No, they're working on it. It's taking time, but...
it's a big task, I'm sure. It's a lot of veterans and a lot of benefits. So.
Absolutely. Yep. And, the regulations change all the time, and that's why they got guys like me and local service officers to help out with.
Sort it all out.
Exactly. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I know you've got that number there.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We were closed yesterday because of Christmas.
Right.
Friday, I have to go up to St. Cloud. I need a new VA access card, and the nearest place I can get that is the St. Cloud VA, so I'll be up there on Friday. But otherwise, we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, appreciate the info, Josh. We'll get back on schedule, have you on the radio on Monday again next week.
Yep, we will be closed Monday because of New Year's.
Well, that's right. It's New Year's Day.
Yep, New Year's Day.
Yep, but one way or another, we'll get you on the radio.
Somehow. Magical radio.
Sounds good. Okay. Right. Thanks, Josh. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Josh Benega, Lac Barrel Veterans Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning. Here on Q92.